I understand a great philosopher once said about the race, "This is real life." What do you think they meant by that?
There is no artificial thing left there. Everything that is unnatural just fades away. So I feel in this meaning, this is real life.
So you would be the person who made up that expression?
Probably, yes.
Has it got to the point, I mean, does it start right away being real, or do you start to peel away layers lap after lap, day after day?
Well, frankly speaking, the start, I don't feel much felt. It was not so much bright or anything. To me, when Enthusiasm Awakeners started singing at the first day, this was the beginning, the proper beginning of the race. Because their singing, it's so much conveys this real spirit of the race that Guru inserted in it. Yeah, I really adoring them.
Of course, they're just a few minutes of a very long day, though, but you're saying that first day when they started to sing, that was the beginning in some ways.
Say again?
Well, you said that it's a very, very long race, but it was somehow when that first day when they sang, that was the real beginning of the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and just I felt the same ancient spirit of that 100-mile race. Brought by them, say, in this way.
Now, you were not here last year. You took a year off. Do you want to explain what that was all about, or is there no explanation?
Well, this is life. But on a serious note, last few years on 3100 was quite hard for me. And I really thought of absorbing experiences and, yeah, to better prepare for next starts. Because, of course, this is not the end. And I will participate much more times. At least I'm saying this now, at the start, at the beginning of the race. But, yeah, it was after the finish, 2012. I got the feeling that I will not start in 2013, but suddenly on my New Year meditation I got glimpses of me doing Ironman. It was so intense. I really saw myself pedaling and all that, and it was not easy at all.
This is the January 1st of 2013.
Well, before, a couple of days before, yeah, but it came in like a feeling, a meditation, like that. And as I saw myself already doing this event, I understand that I accepted the challenge. So, frankly speaking, I'm not a good swimmer at all. Well, I know how to bike. And I know a little more about the running. But yeah, I accepted the challenge. And from January, I started my preparation for Ironman in August. And I wanted to make a present to Guru on his birthday. So I choose the Ironman in the United States in August 25.
Well, would your training for the Ironman be similar to how you train for this?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's two different fields.
But amount of time you would spend, let's say, training for triathlon?
For triathlon, it was two new fields for me, so I spent much more time than for Z100 training. and it's a lot of speed works, because actually the Ironman is on a like verge of your anaerobic threshold. It's quite intense in everything, in swimming, in biking, in running. And here is a different kind, it's just endurance, and you need to maintain your let's say average speed and go on. So it's a different approach. So from common sense point of view, participation in 3100 is killing speed capacity. But training for Ironman could contribute to the like increasing of average speed in 3100. So I benefit in any way.
Well, you wouldn't be the first runner. Ashbury Heinl's taken years off. And who knows when he will stop. Schuberba stopped at 13. But was the triathlon somehow its own version of real life, or it was real life was put on pause last year?
Well, I just was dreaming of this challenge, but it came so, how do you say, suddenly. And I, in the middle of nowhere, I was realizing, well, this year will be the Ironman. So it's a different kind, because I choose a start in Louisville, Kentucky, with 3,000 participants.
It's a lot of athletes.
A lot of. But I just admire how they organize everything. It's just so good organization. Because I'm organizer myself of Ukrainian Championship 24-hour race, so I know how hard it is to please everybody. But in Kentucky, Louisville, it was just beyond any expectation. I liked everything. Actually, we came together with my daughter, Alakananda. She was supporting me. But I really enjoyed from the very arrival at the airport. And the race itself was, unforgettable experience. The thing is that it's quite long also, and especially the biking part is like 180k, you could translate to miles. So when I was training in Kyiv with this long rides, I had some problems with the legs, with the spine, and I was just preparing for the worst, but nothing happened. Nothing bad happened at all. No pain, nothing, just even. And I'm really proud of my bike part, because I was expecting to do it maybe 5:45, 5:50. That was my wild dream. But I did it in 5:32, 180k. It's really good. And
go ahead.
Yeah. And actually, this was my Ironman experience exactly during the bike ride. Suddenly, in the middle, maybe even after like 100 miles, I felt familiar vibrations, and I started crying because I felt the guru came, and it was so much gratitude, overwhelming, and everything. Like, I just adore these moments when you are at your high intensity, but you're crying with tears of gratitude. And it happened. So now I can say that I wanted to make a present for Shishinmoist Drozdy, but he made 1,000 presents for me instead during the race, and it was a very uplifting experience.
So at what point do you think or you feel, I'm coming back, it's 2014, it's time to come back? Was there a moment when that happened, or was it just that you knew for some long time that it was just, okay, we've done the triathlon, now this is next?
Well, frankly speaking, triathlon and everything else that I will be into is just a glimpse, just some short projects. But my main project and my real project is 3100 mile race. So, no doubt. And I realized after Ironman how I love running. I just love running. So for me it was, yeah, no doubt that I will start this year. And yeah.
Now you had some problems yesterday, not a great day. Anything happened yesterday in particular, or?
Well, in my company, we say for this case, business as usual. So it's nothing extraordinary. First days, it could be quite tough, and also it was high humidity and temperature, blah, blah, blah. So it's okay. Nothing special.
So you're really, really glad to be back?
No expressions how I'm glad.
Thank you.